Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny. Hello, Isha. Welcome to Newt Ed this week. How are you going?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm very good. It's getting cold, we all know, around the country. It's winter in Australia. but if you're new, welcome to the Newt Ed podcast. Today we are going to be talking about soy. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, our protein is made out of pea protein,
yes.
But we do love people to have, you know, a lot of plant-based foods in their diet, which is soybeans, tofu, all of that kind of stuff. And you're going to let us know because there's a lot of confusion out there on soy. You hear it's good, you hear it's bad. Yes. I want you to tell it as it is because you're a vegetarian yourself. So I want to know what you do with soy. But yes. Let's start with clearing up the confusion first. Yep. What is soy?
Yes. So the term soy is kind of a collective term to describe, you know, soy foods. So you've got, you know, soybeans, also called soya, edamame, which is just immature soybeans, and then also soy-derived products. So you're looking at things like tofu and tempeh as well.
Soy milk.
And soy milk as well. There you go. So when you're looking at the actual soybean, it's actually a type of legume. And, you know, although the word soy has definitely, like you said, become kind of a buzzword in recent years, it's actually been used for thousands of years in the, you know, Asian cuisine. But in Australia, soy is actually part of three out of our five food groups. So it falls under vegetables, it falls under meat and meat alternatives, and it also falls under dairy alternatives with, like you said, soy milk there as well.
We use soy yogurt a lot in some of our new recipes on Instagram.
Exactly, so good.
So what are the nutritional benefits of soy then?
Yep. So the most, I guess, popular and well-known one is soy is high in protein. And soy is actually a complete protein, which means it contains all 9 of our essential amino acids, which is great. Soy is also high in dietary fiber, and it's a source of vitamins and minerals, especially iron, calcium, and our B vitamins as well. It's low in saturated fat and contains no cholesterol, which is great for those looking to manage their fat intake. And it's also a good source of antioxidants and omega-3s as well.
Oh, that's a long list of benefits.
I know,
so
it's great.
So what are the health concerns then?
Yeah, so despite these benefits, there's a lot of health concerns surrounding soy. And I want to touch on the three main ones today. First is soy's effect on our reproductive hormones. Second is soy's link to cancer. And the third is soy being seen as an insufficient, source of protein for muscle gains and muscle growth.
Okay, let's start with the first one then. What is soy's effect on the reproductive hormones?
Yeah, so I guess the concern around soy and reproductive hormones stems from soy's isoflavin content, particularly ones called phytoestrogens. And basically, phytoestrogens are these naturally occurring chemicals in plants. But as the name suggests, phytoestrogens mimic the effect of estrogens in the body. And the concern here is that having large amounts of phytoestrogens from soy products on top of our natural estrogen levels in our body will result in abnormal levels of estrogen. And as a result, you'll get the health effects because of that. But it's really important to note that phytoestrogens are not the same as human estrogens, despite the name. So then phytoestrogens don't contain estrogens. And, you know, even if you do consume a lot, the effect of these phytoestrogens are much less powerful in the human body.
So that means you have to eat like a lot of tofu to actually...
Exactly.
Weigh over like a daily amount.
A daily amount, yeah. So there was actually a study that always gets quoted when it comes to soy, and it was this man who developed enlarged breast tissue. But he was drinking 3 litres of soy milk a day.
That's a lot of soy.
So that's way over the norm. So unless you're doing that, you don't have
a long period of time, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So... yeah, unless you're doing that, you don't have anything to be worried about.
Okay, then. So what about the relationship between soy and cancer? What's that effect?
Yes. So this kind of idea that soy consumption can lead to cancer, again, stems from soy's phytoestrogen content. But a review of studies that was done in 2019 found that these isoflavones in soy can actually have the opposite effect. It can actually have a protective effect against cancer. And usually these studies that show alarming results for soy are done on mice or animals. And what they do is not only do they give these mice high doses of soy, but they these doses bypass, you know, the digestive system. They go bypass the stomach and the effect of the intestines on digestion. So you're not really getting an accurate representation there. So it's important to note research in this area is still being done. It's still ever evolving. But what the research is showing now is that the consumption of soy is either protective against cancer or it has no effect on cancer risk at all.
So there's, it's a good reason to
it's
have
a good, it's yeah. definitely.
Okay, we love muscle gains here at Newt. Yes. Can you talk to me about the difference, I guess, between soy as a protein source compared to animal protein?
Yeah, so it's definitely a topic that's debated a lot, you know, soy versus animal protein. But studies have shown that consuming soy as a protein source can be just as effective as consuming protein from animal sources, as long as you're taking into account, you know, total caloric intake and some sort of resistance training as well. So my takeaway message here would be, regardless of where you're getting your protein source from, whether it's, you know, from soy or from animals, as long as you're keeping up, you know, your resistance training, ensuring that you're consuming, you know, all the nutrients you need, not just protein, then you'll benefit and you'll get those muscle gains from, you know, whether it's animal or a plant-based source.
There's no better option, really.
Exactly.
Okay, so how can we then incorporate soy into a healthy diet?
Yeah, so first would be to consume a variety of soy products and try and choose ones that are minimally processed. So you're looking at things like edamame beans, tofu, tempeh, soy milk, and, you know, also see if you can try and replace one or two, I guess, meat meals during the week with a soy alternative. So, for example, when you're making your tacos, replace your beef mince with textured soy protein. Or when you're making a stir fry, replace pork with tofu. So making these little changes to incorporate soy into your diet. And also there's a lot of soy, I guess, fake meats or processed soy on the market. I'm not saying don't eat them, but try and reduce your intake of those as they're usually high in saturated fat, sugar and salt as well.
And maybe lower in the amount of actual soy in there.
There you go, yeah.
Okay, so as a vegetarian, we mentioned at the top of the show,
Yes. You
obviously eat a lot of soy products. Yes. What's your fave, one of your go-to recipes then for people?
I think for me, I love tofu. Yeah. And I found this great hack where if you use silken tofu, you can make it into a salad dressing.
Oh.
So, yeah. So when you blend it up, you know, you've got to add quite a bit of seasoning and flavors into it. But it actually becomes a really creamy plant-based salad dressing alternative. So, you know, you can make ranches, you can make, you know.
It's like a creamy kind of version. Yeah. Vegan creamy version.
Like for Caesar salads.
Yeah, yeah. We've actually got a similar one, I guess, on the Newt Instagram page. It's like a mousse.
Yes, I've
we've
seen
made
it.
The tofu
delicious.
Mousse. So yeah. That's like a fun little way to have tofu.
Exactly.
I also like tofu, but I like to go for the extra firm tofu.
Okay, yeah.
It's actually also added with extra calcium and protein and
fortified.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really love to air fry it, dice it up,
yes.
Air fry it. And I am actually this warmer weather. It's quite funny, but I put it in my soup as like little crouton bits in a pumpkin soup. And you've got this nice tofu in there to like kind of eat up like you would have bread, but it's it's protein.
You get that protein. Protein benefits as
Benefits with the pumpkin soup. It's just really delicious.
It's so versatile.
It is. It very much is. So everyone, the message of today's episode is don't be afraid of soy.
Definitely not.
In healthy amounts, which I don't think anyone's out there having 30 bottles of soy milk.
Yeah, 3 litres. Honestly, I mean, you've got to really love soy milk.
You've got to really love soy milk
to drink that much.
Wow. Well, thanks, Aisha, for joining us. And we'll have another topic for everyone next week,
Sounds
as always.
Good. See you then.
Bye.